Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Cannes Film Festival. I'm with Wei Shujun, director of Only the River Flows, screening here in the Uncertain Regard.
So my first question is, why did you decide to adapt the short story by Yuwa and work on a film noir, a genre that you haven't explored in the past?
是我的制片人推荐我这本小说去看。
Actually, it was like 2018. He went to Cannes. He had a short film here for the Festival of Cannes. After that, he went back to Beijing, and his producer recommend him to have a look, just read the novel, the short story of Yu Hua. And then afterwards, after he read the story, he had a very strong feeling. He said it is really, even it was about 30 years ago, but still very modern. So it's just like he started to think, maybe one day I could produce a film.
The film feels like a classical noir drama, but it feels like it is also about a man, his work and his loneliness in a way, solitude and his private life. So is it like that as I felt it? And how was the short novel in this sense?
我觉得感觉没有不正确的说法，感觉都是对的。有的人在今天的天气感觉很冷。
Your feeling, all feeling for a film is always correct. So he's agree with what you say. And then also, actually, it is, he cannot say it's really exactly like in the novel, in the stories, but just like in one of his previous interview, he has explained to the journalist, actually, the short stories of all the words of Yu Hua, it is just like an apple, which is really a very good apple. So for them, it is just try to grow up a big new plant with the apple. That's it.
You quote Albert Camus at the beginning of a film. Is the film also a reflection on destiny? And is this idea of thinking about destiny one of the reasons that drew him to this project?
是的。最早那句话我们是用作里面有一个疯子的角色。
So actually, for this Albert Camus, this one, at the very beginning, they took this famous phrase, it is for describe the madman in the film, because they think it is just like his legend. It is a very good description of this man's life. So, and then afterwards, they are thinking, okay, it is not bad. We can put at the beginning of the film, because it is a very good beginning of everything. So we can say it is a sort of destiny.
What does he expect from this participation on the film here, from this festival? I mean,
我五年前来过，对，但是我的
5 years ago he came to Festival de Cannes, and okay, afterwards about 5 years he could not come back because of the pandemic. So finally, 5 years later, he came back. He found, okay, he still feel at Cannes. The most important thing is always cinema, always film. And then for his own film this morning, before the opening, he was a bit not very sure. But after that, he feels very comfortable now, because he found, okay, we can always find the audience. The audience will accept that.
Thank you so much.
Grazie. Thank you.
And I would like to thank Wei Shujun, director of Only the River Flows, screening in the Uncertain Regard at the 76th Festival de Cannes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.